What's up, sunshine? Hope you got more treats than tricks last night. Happy Halloween. This year is flying by. It's Wednesday, November 1st. I swear it feels like just yesterday it was October. It's the start of a glorious gauntlet of holidays. Let's make it a wonderful time of the year, shall we? We start today with Pop Quiz Hotshot. 10-second trivia. Caracas is the capital of what South American nation? Venezuela, Peru, Colombia, or Bolivia? Caracas is the capital of Venezuela, located in a valley within the Andes Mountains. Venezuela, where we take you now, was once one of the wealthiest countries in South America, and did you know that it sits on the world's largest oil reserves? But for the past 15 years or so, the economy has been in shambles, and that has added to why many Venezuelans have been fleeing. In the U.S., that has contributed to a migrant crisis. In August alone, the Department of Homeland Security said it encountered more than 55,000 migrants from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua at the Mexico border. So, what has happened to Venezuela's economy, and where does all of this leave everyday Venezuelans? CNN's Stefano Pozziban explains.
Hundreds of thousands of migrants entering the U.S. are from Venezuela. But this country's economy collapsed in 2014, almost a decade ago. So what is causing this latest spike right now?
Venezuelans are among the top nationalities of migrants arriving in the US.
Venezuela was once one of the richest countries in South America, but it never recovered since it entered recession in 2014. When the price of oil and other commodities plummeted in 2015, Venezuela's revenues dried up almost overnight and the entire country basically went bankrupt. Inflation was rampant and most of everyday goods were impossible to find. Since then, the socio-economic crisis has not improved under the government of authoritarian leader Nicolas Maduro, and research shows that more than 80% of the population here still live below the poverty line. While they may not have all headed to the US, between 2014 and 2020, more than 4 million Venezuelans left the country, according to the United Nations. Right now, more than 7.7 million live outside of Venezuela, and that is about 25% of the population. To give you an idea, it's like if the entire population of California and Texas left the US in less than a decade. In the last few years, a growing number have started moving north directly towards the US southern border through the Darien Gap, a dense stretch of jungle that connects South America and Central America. Social media has also played a significant role because more and more people are documenting their trip and posting it on the likes of Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram and TikTok. Informal migrant networks and businesses that help people just at the beginning of the journey have also sped up the pace of migration. More than 400,000 people have already crossed the jungle as of September this year, and the largest group are from Venezuela. Currently, there are over 500,000 Venezuelan migrants in the US. This month, the White House has started deporting Venezuelan migrants who had entered the country illegally directly back here to Caracas. Political change in Venezuela is not happening anytime soon, with most opposition candidates barred from running for election and over 270 political prisoners still behind bars. Countries in the region are saying that they're looking for concerted solutions to handle this historic migration flow. But as long as Venezuela remains in such dire straits, this emergency only seems destined to continue.
Now, we continue our coverage of AI, artificial intelligence. Developments in the world of AI are happening fast. The hope is that it can spur innovation in health, science, and technology. The fear is that it might harm national security, replace human workers, and upend entire industries. Monday, President Biden unveiled an executive order to address concerns over safety. Executive orders are signed into law by the president, bypassing congressional approval, but they're far less powerful than congressional laws because they can be challenged in court and canceled by future presidents. Let's turn to CNN's Mike Valerio to learn more about what this order contains.
So today matters because this is the first set of federal regulations governing artificial intelligence that have been made, but there are still huge challenges ahead.
Artificial intelligence technology is advancing rapidly, and the federal government is scrambling to keep up.
I'm about to sign an executive order that is the most significant action any government anywhere in the world has ever taken on AI safety, security, and trust.
The White House unveiling a sweeping new executive order Monday aimed at mitigating the risks of AI while also harnessing its potential.
To realize the promise of AI and avoid the risk, we need to govern this technology.
According to the Biden administration, the order will require all AI developers to share results of their safety tests with the federal government before they're released to the public, compel companies to notify the government if an AI model in development poses national security, economic, or health risks, ease immigration barriers for skilled workers to study and stay in the U.S., establish standards to prevent AI production of dangerous biological materials, and develop best practices to minimize the risks of AI displacing human workers. Among a number of other key concerns, Harvard's Bruce Schneier says getting AI regulation right is critical.
They're not freewheeling technologies. They're more like pharmaceuticals. You get them wrong and people die.
He says AI has the potential to transform the way we live and work for the better, if the technology is kept in check.
This is going to be the beginning of a very long international process, but it's a start. It's an important start.
Now, just one more important point to stress. This is an executive order. This is not a law governing artificial intelligence. The Congress is hosting ongoing hearings through the rest of the year to talk with experts and figure out the best ways to create legislation to put up guardrails for artificial intelligence. That's the latest here in Los Angeles. I'm Mike Valerio.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. A coyote trying to absquatulate from an airport. Police on the prowl for a coyote and its howl at an airport in LA on the runway dodging planes. Who would win the race of this wild and frantic chase of a coyote on the loose? Here's CNN's Jeannie Moose.
At least this coyote is smart enough to look before crossing a runway. Turns out it was running away from the airport police at Van Nuys Airport in Los Angeles. A chopper from KCAL was stopping by to refuel when it captured the coyote chase. We couldn't tell if the police were beeping, but we do know there was no roadrunner in sight. We can't tell you much of anything about the coyote. It did not introduce itself.
My name is Coyote. Wile E. Coyote.
So really, all a wily reporter can do is play comical chase music and let the video roll. Coyote sightings here in the San Fernando Valley are so common, there's a Facebook page devoted to them with posts like, "Coyotes in my house! Two coyotes just walked into my house through the garage. Dog scared them away." It was the police vehicle's mission to scare the airport coyote away, unlike Wile E. Coyote. Airport coyote did not end up flattened. A spokesperson for Van Nuys Airport told CNN, "We are happy to report that the coyote was able to find its way safely out, ready for departure, subject only to its own coyote control."
Are you clear for takeoff?
Jeannie Moos, CNN, New York.
All right, congrats to @Amani2626 from Prairie Trail in Olathe, Kansas. You are the winner of hashtag Your Word Wednesday for absquatulate, a verb meaning to leave abruptly. Well done. Before I absquatulate on up out of here, our first school shout out of November goes to the Mavericks, the mighty Mavericks in Mrs. Ram's class at United Middle School in Laredo, Texas. Thank you for the epic shout out on TikTok. And thanks to everyone who submitted vocab words. You're making us smarter. Words. Use them. I'm Coy Wire and we are CNN.